It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Dr. Ryan Leiterman joins us once again on the Ask the Vet. We head to the mailbag, and of course, this time of year, a lot of questions about heat stress, the warm weather, and just how to manage it all. Isn't that right, Ryan?
Yeah, heat's a pretty big topic, and there's a lot of stuff we can talk about. Its effects specifically on dairy cows and calves. And I think probably the first place to start out when we're talking about heat is we're getting into the dog days of summer is really defining when does heat stress happen. And it's different for cows versus calves, but generally speaking, somewhere the literature is different out there depending what you read, but somewhere between 68 and 72 degrees Fahrenheit, when the relative humidity is about 50%, a cow will begin to experience heat stress. And cows don't really experience heat stress on just temperature alone. There's a thing called the temperature humidity index. So as the humidity rises, it becomes more uncomfortable and the heat stress is exacerbated as well. For baby calves defined like a month of age and less, typically is about 75 degrees at 50% relative humidity and above. Calves start to experience heat stress. So some signs of heat stress is going to be increased respiratory rates. Cattle will use their lungs almost like a radiator, in a sense, to dissipate heat through breathing. So you'll see an increased respiratory rate. That's often why cows with lung damage or calves with pneumonia really, really struggle in the heat, is because that radiator function is not working as well because of all the scar tissue, and they tend to not be able to handle the heat as well as a result of that. So increased respiratory rates, even open-mouth breathing, you'll see animals stand around more. They don't lie as much. When an animal is laying down, a significant portion of their body is in contact with the ground, and it can't really dump heat very well. And so oftentimes what they'll do is they'll stand to make more surface area of their body available for a breeze or something like that for convective heat loss. So you'll see animals standing around more. Reduced dry matter intake, whether you're a cow or a calf, they don't eat as much because of that. And it's kind of a double whammy because their dry matter intake goes down and they don't eat as much. They're not getting as many calories. And the I think everybody, it's pretty well understood that calves or cows will burn more calories in the winter to stay warm, but they also burn more calories in the summer to stay cool. It's an active process of cooling, and they go through more calories than that as well. So that's why we'll see such a significant milk drop with cows when it gets hot, is because they don't eat as much and they have less calories available for milk production because they're burning a lot more calories to stay cool. Some things that people can do, the two biggest things, just like if you're outside on a hot day working a lot, is water, water, water. Having lots of access to good, clean, fresh, cool water is probably the most important thing for helping animals with heat mitigation. And then, of course, for cows, we have things like soakers and fans to help with that convective heat loss process. With calves, we don't really use soaking as much, but we have fans and high-speed air at our disposal for some ways to help calves. When we say high-speed air, typically you need to have, whether it's a cow or a calf, you need to have air speeds that are 2 miles per hour or greater. There was some research done that air speeds much over 5 miles an hour don't really cool animals anymore. So it's, at that point, it's just a excessive electricity and fan power. So if you can be between 2 and 5 miles an hour on those animals, it really helps with the heat abatement as well. So that's kind of, you know, understanding heat stress in a nutshell, when it happens, what it looks like in animals, and some things we can do to mitigate it.
Yeah, we know that heat affects animals, and there's new research that suggests heat stress is multi-generational. So we'll talk about the science behind heat stress on next month's Ask the Vet segment with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.